This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Going on today. How do you do? DJV time, 7 after the hour. Jennifer, as in Horn. Victoria, as in Keevan. Kara, as in Schillen. And Doug, as in Stefan. We're all here at your service and on your side. Jennifer, maybe more, well, she's not more than anybody else, but she happens to be in the spotlight at the moment with her first trending story of the hour. Jen?
Well, what do you guys think of mushrooms?
I love them. Oof, I had some last night for dinner, stuffed with crab meat. Very good. Yum.
That sounds very fancy. Look at you, fancy pants. I'm not talking about the kind of mushrooms that you might put in spaghetti sauce or stuff with crab. I'm talking about psychedelic magic mushrooms. Apparently.
Really?
There is an effort underway. Okay.
With love.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you. And crab. In Denver, in Colorado, to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms. This is in the city of Denver, and it said this ballot initiative and campaign is said to have more than enough signatures to make the May municipal ballot, and they'll turn them into the elections office following a rally outside the Capitol in Denver this week. Kevin Matthews is the campaign director for Denver Psilocybin.
Sounds good.
And he said the group has gathered more than 8,000 signatures. The elections office has 25 days to verify that they've collected the 4,729 valid signatures needed to make the May ballot in 2019. And they want Denver to be an example for the rest of Colorado and to be an example for the rest of the country. He said it's an important distinction for voters to make. And it's that the fact the measure would decriminalize magic mushrooms rather than legalize them. So they're not making them legal. They're just not going to have those harsh penalties if they find you with them. The language in the measure is based off of a 2007 initiative to decriminalize marijuana possession in Denver, which is how they started down the road to legalize marijuana in the state of California. And that was the precursor for the 2012 legalization of marijuana in the state. That was the first of its kind in the country. I'm not sure why Colorado is so big into leading the way for the drug effort, but I think this brings up an interesting debate, and it's not like you would normally think where conservatives or Republicans in the country would say no to legalizing drugs, because there are a lot of people with libertarian streaks who want less government. It's not like every person who considers himself to be a liberal or progressive or a Democrat would maybe support this. So it brings up the interesting debate. Okay, in most of the country, marijuana is either on its way to being legal or at least legal for medical purposes. Is the next step in this to start taking down the stigma around all illegal drugs or recreational drugs? And is magic mushrooms the next way there? And I think it's an interesting debate, because I think we're actually on a pretty fast path to seeing a lot more drugs aside from marijuana be decriminalized. So Denver leading the way. We'll see how it goes in there.
I think we have to describe the drugs, or what is a drug, more completely, and what happens, what's the ramification of using this.
I have never done mushrooms, but I would imagine, I would probably describe it from what I've heard as a hallucinogen. It makes you hallucinate.
Yeah, it does.
But magic mushrooms, I don't know anything about them either, but are they actually naturally like that? Is it like a peyote, or are they chemically
induced? Some of them
are,
yeah. No, you have to watch out. If you go out in the woods and you pick a mushroom and you think you're going to eat it, that's very dangerous. The cultivated mushrooms that are grown for eating are something that you wouldn't have the problem with. The stuff that grows wild out in the woods, don't, unless you want to You want to dry them and cook them and smoke them or whatever.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, when people say they're doing magic mushrooms and we sound like a bunch of dorks because we don't know what we're talking about, but like when people are doing mushrooms, are they just dried mushrooms that are found in nature that happen to be like psychotropic or?
So I can kind of answer made in a lab.
Okay.
Based on the opponents. The opponents for this particular bill, public policy at Colorado Christian University, Jeff Hunt is the person there, said that there is little evidence about the long-term effects of psychedelic mushrooms. He said there's a lot of science that needs to follow up research. The fact is we don't know a lot about psychedelic mushrooms and the impact it has on people's brains, just like we don't know the full impact of marijuana. He went on to say that the drugs are not natural and they shouldn't be treated like they are. He said this is a psychedelic drug. This is not a supplement that you take that's going to have vitamins, nutritional value, and adds to your life. This has a psychedelic effect that's going to affect how you look at the world and how you interact with the world. There's something to be said with that. Obviously, anything that makes you open your mind, whether it might be for good or bad, is going to impact how you interact with people around you.
Yes.
Right? I mean, people, not that I don't think mushrooms can be in the same class as like the people with the bath salts, but why in the heck those people want to take bath salts and eat someone's face off? I don't understand. I mean, I don't get that.
All right, here's something else you may not get. The IRS, which is shut down at the moment, before the shutdown, the government inspector general ordered a weapons inventory at the IRS. And the Government Accountability Office found 4,487 guns and 5,062,000 rounds of ammunition. Included in the arsenal, according to the GAO, 15 fully automatic firearms, 56,000 rounds of ammunition for those firearms. And as I look over this same report, rather an interesting scale, federal law enforcement purchases and inventory control of firearms, if you want to check it out. The Department of Health and Human Services had 194 fully automatic firearms, 386,952 rounds of ammunition. The term fully automatic used in the report says a footnote encompasses a range of firearms classified as machine guns, submachine guns, and three-round burst guns. Why, in the name of you-know-what, does the Department of Health and Human Services and the IRS have guns like that? Anybody want to venture again? I don't have an answer. I'm just asking the question. I just...
No clue.
Huh?
It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't. One of those great questions that really has no answer. 14 after the hour. In a moment, a survey which answers the question, what Americans are saying to the person taking the survey, they like owning the best. What do you think about, what of all the possessions you have, what do you like best? Up next here on the DJV Show.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to a couple of surveys. We have, I love surveys. You know the, I love, you ladies know I love surveys. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, let's see what, let's see how you answer this, and then I'll tell you what the survey suggests. This is like I'm going to replace Steve Harvey on Family Feud. Survey says, what about you, Victoria? What item do you own, what object do you own that you like the best? Pick one.
I think our new TV. I really like our new TV a lot.
Okay. Jennifer, what do you say? What's the
We're talking about material stuff, right?
Like material things, yep.
Yeah, okay. Like, what's the object in my life that I enjoy the most?
What do you enjoy owning the most? What tool?
Jen's going to say my answer.
Oh, there's so you're just giving me a really good opening. Like a vibrator.
Something you can
might
talk
be.
About on the radio, please.
I would say probably my, I guess maybe my television or my car. I would say my car probably gives me the most freedom. Yeah.
All right, Kara, what do you say?
Mine is my bed. I love my bed.
I enjoy
it immensely.
All right, here we go. 56% of Americans say they enjoy owning a television set more than any other thing they own. Next item is a car. 41% say they enjoy owning a car. And a stereo, tape recorder, some kind of recording device, whether it be Alexa, I don't know, whatever that stuff is. 21% is interested in audio tools and equipment. Let's see here.
The bed 60, is a really good answer, though, because so many people have you know, like sleep number mattresses and
yep.
all kinds of different mattresses.
Obviously,
yeah.
I'm a ton of fun because I'd rather sleep than go out anywhere or watch TV.
It sounds pretty good to me. Don't you worry about that.
All right. So 65% of Americans say they usually look forward to watching television every day. And the second most exciting thing Americans say they like to do is check the mail. And here you go, Kara. 61% said they enjoy going to sleep. 60% said they love taking a shower. Let's see here. 54% said they like to spend time on a hobby. Let's see here. There is only 11% say they look forward to leaving for work. 8% say they look forward to the trip to and from work. So there you have it. There's a snapshot, if you will, quickly, of Americans.
But what was it? Only 60% of people enjoy taking a shower. So what are the other 40% doing?
I'm in the 40%. I hate showering.
I love taking showers. I love taking showers.
I do, too, because I'm just so fast. There's no relaxation time for me in the shower.
94% of Americans say they watch television at least 1 hour a day. How about that? There you go.
Sounds right.
Survey items at 50. Wait a minute. No, 21 after the hour on the DJB show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time every hour of the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and Karen Doug. We spend some time focused on important musicians, music stories, etc., etc., etc. So there's a new, I guess this is another one of those rock celebrations. Would you say that was a good way of describing bottle rock?
Music, yes. For sure. Some rock, some alternative, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so the lineup for this year. Imagine Dragons are headlining the first night. This is at the end of May. Napa Valley is the location, recognized as one of the premier food and wine festivals on the West Coast. Bottle Rock, headlined Saturday night by Pharrell Williams, for those of you who are paying attention. Neil Young also, backed up by Lucas Nelson, Nathaniel Radliff, and the Night Sweats, Gary Clark Jr. Sunday night closes with the English folk rockers Mumford & Sons. Also performing in the lineup at Bottle Rock is Ryan Tedder. I don't know who's one Republican.
Ryan Tedder, you know who he is because he's basically produced and written every song that is on the radio today. So, but his band was One Republic, so I guess they're back together.
Anderson East, that country act?
Yeah. Miranda Lambert's ex, right?
Yeah. Okay. The Dandy Warhols.
R&B, kind of doo-wop-y.
Neon Trees. As see here, the Country Crooners Midland. Going to be on hand. That's Friday night. Saturday, Nathaniel Radliff and the Night Sweats. Juanas. Is that Juanas? Is that how you...
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Juanas? He's a Spanish singer-songwriter. Well, I don't know if he's from Spain, but he sings Spanish.
Okay. Cypress Hill and El King. Also, then Sunday, Santana, Jeff Goldblum, and his orchestra. Jeff Goldblum got an orchestra?
Yeah.
He plays piano.
Really? Mm-hmm.
He's a jazz guy. Yeah. This is his first album, right? I think after all these years of just playing jazz at clubs, he actually has an album out now.
Huh. Sounds pretty good. Crank it up a second, will you? Get a sense of this. Plays the sax.
No, he plays piano.
He's on the piano. I was wondering who played the sax, though. That was pretty good.
Somebody in the orchestra.
That's good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so let's see what else. They got food and wine there, Jen. All kinds of celebrity chefs, restaurateurs, Lots of choices of craft beer, specialty cocktails, wine from some of Napa Valley's best local vintners. If you want to get a ticket, on sale on Thursday, $359 gets you in for the whole thing. That's the cheap seat. You want the good seats, $1,599. More info at BottleRockNapaValley.com. There you go. Make a pass on that, but somebody would probably like
it. I want to fly. I want to fly out
of
this.
You want to go to that?
Okay. I want to go to this so much.
All right. Also, musically, Kid Rock hit another sour note with some of the folks in Nashville, this time over a large sign planned for his recently opened bar. This is a 20-foot-tall neon sign featuring a giant guitar. This looks like Las Vegas. That's a play.
He's bringing the Vegas to Nash Vegas.
Apparently, the shape of the guitar is a woman's butt. Well, makes the people are more concerned. Metro Council approved the necessary aerial encroachment to allow for construction of the sign. The mayor signed into law a council resolution authorizing the sign, but its approval didn't sit well with council members who call the sign tacky. No, a woman's butt? No, come on. How can you say that? Kid Rock is kind of, isn't he kind of a little bit, I don't know, he's a little... His taste could be questioned, yes or no?
Sure.
He wears fur and leather and white beater.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. He was booted from the Nashville Christmas Parade for some comments he made on a local TV show.
About
so.
Joy Behar.
There we go. Yeah. All right, 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump takes to the airwaves to outline his reasons for a border wall. He calls it a crisis of the heart and the soul.
Last month, 20,000 migrant children were illegally brought into the United States, a dramatic increase. These children are used as human pawns by vicious coyotes and ruthless gangs.
And the president says stopping illegal drugs at the border and the new trade deal with Mexico will more than pay for border security as far as the government shutdown.
The only solution is for Democrats to pass a spending bill that defends our borders and reopens the government. This situation could be solved in a 45-minute meeting. I have invited congressional leadership to the White House tomorrow to get this done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Four after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. If you need to know what's going on, if you absolutely, positively need to know what's going on in the world, you've come to the right place, because Victoria has wrapped herself around yet another important trending story.
Well, Harley Davidson is in the news because they've dropped some details about their first electric motorcycle. And so fans of Harley have actually been kind of intrigued by this. They've had a lot of social media interaction. And so this new bike is called the Livewire. And it will be, Harley started taking pre-orders, and they're expecting to have it delivered later this fall. However, here's the sticker shock. It's about $30,000 for this bike. You could literally buy, for $5,000 more, you could buy a Tesla. Now, this is being called, it's called the Harley Zero. This is being called the Tesla of motorcycles.
Yeah.
And it's not right.
It isn't right. No well, noise. What's going to come
No, it has it? Noise. No, it has. It actually, it's pretty high tech. So it goes from 0 to 60 in under 3.5 seconds. But because it's electrically powered, there's no clutch and there's no gear shifting. So it actually makes it really easy for new riders. That's who they're really trying to attract. And Harley has a lot of female riders. And so they think that the female riders will also really like the electric bike. It can travel 110 city miles on a single charge. Not too bad.
They're working on figuring out what that translates to on, you know, between city and local and highway. And it comes equipped with a system that feeds data about the bike's operations into an app. So your battery charging life, the service reminders, possible tampering, things like that, all of that will get sent to your app, which is the Harley's Connected app. And it will also, they also claim that it will be the first mass market cellular connected electric motorcycle. And going back to that sound that you said you would miss, Doug,
Where's the noise? It turns out
they actually have some function on the bike that gives you that sound as you accelerate. So no, it's not it's not the same thing as that roar of the of a regular engine, but they claim that it has a pretty cool sound to it, and that if you switch between riding a regular Harley and the new electric one, that you may not notice too many differences.
Well, this is good news.
If you think about how many electric scooters are being used and how many Vespas have been bought in the last couple of years, last just say 10 years, it makes perfect sense that Harley would move into an electric. And look how many people have electric cars and Teslas. So it makes sense for them. They've had a lot of problems since the 2008 financial crisis, and of course they went up against President Trump and the tariffs and things like that. So they're hedging their bets that people do want to still enjoy a Harley, but electrically. What is that? What is that?
People clapping for the announcement. Not me.
I can't picture you on a motorcycle, like, ever, anyway. I'm not even on a Vespa. You just don't strike me as that.
I'm not a motorcycle kind of guy. I'm a tractor kind of guy. And so there's a big difference. Although there are a lot of people who have Harleys or other Kawasaki. There are a lot of Hondas, those bikes that have tractors. All right, can we back up a little bit here? Do you mind, ladies, if we back up? This is really bad radio to make reference to something we did a few minutes ago, but I really want to bring the Imagine Dragons back into the focus. I knew there was something. We were talking a few minutes ago about how they were headlining this Bottle Rock Festival at Napa Valley. And I knew I'd seen something about the Imagine Dragons, but I couldn't remember what it was. And now I remember the news from the country, the national championship game between Alabama and Clemson. You know, they took and they had the
Imagine Dragons.
Alabama.
Yeah. They played halftime, didn't they, with Lil Wayne?
And they got a horrible review.
Really?
Horrible. Did you see this?
They normally put on a pretty good show. What did people have to say about it?
Well, let's see here. Most of the people watching referred to their music as hook-laden, soulless.
So they weren't talking about the performance. They just don't like Imagine Dragons.
Apparently.
They don't like the music. Okay.
Right.
See, performance-wise, I don't like their music either, but performance-wise, I've worked with them to produce a concert, and they're actually amazing live. It's just not my cup of tea, but they actually are really good live.
I laughed because I saw there was a football game on Saturday, and I saw in the corner that it said they would be performing at the halftime show, and I said, that's a bigger halftime show than the NFL has for the Super Bowl.
Yes,
so this is so funny to me.
Well, yep, Maroon 5 is getting pretty much drilled as well. People are not anticipating a very exciting halftime show. But I thought this is interesting about them. Let's go to New York City, shall we? UNORC City in the focus. The announcement that was made offering a third option for parents of newborns. Have you heard this?
Oh,
you can now identify
the X?
Your baby as an X instead of identifying as male or female. The setting, the gender can be just X.
This is only going to apply, I can tell you right now, as a New Yorker, this is only going to apply to people who live in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. They will put X's and then let their child decide what their gender is when they're 13 with a ceremony or, you know, in a shaman. They're the only people who are going to pay attention to this.
Is this like coming out? This is like a bar mitzvah or something? To come out as a
gender
person?
Yeah.
What are you doing
reveal
to the life of your
they're
child?
They're doing it in California, too.
Really?
You know, it's not even the answer. Yeah, of course. The answer is that it's not.
Okay, it's not even like your seven-year-old comes to you and says, Mommy, I'm a girl, I feel like a boy. It's not even like the child has had a moment to talk to you and even hint at any kind of sexual, like any kind of dysmorphia, right? It's like you don't, there's none of that. It's these parents who are trying to think ahead to try to just let their kid decide. Oh, God. They're,
This really bugs me.
The only way I can see this as being beneficial for some people is that some people are born with not fully formed genitals, either male
or female, or somewhere in the middle.
In that situation, either a doctor has to do surgery or parents just have to decide.
Typically the parent decides, so then there'd be something for the birth certificate.
Yeah, and so I'm saying that's the only reason I guess it would be beneficial for those families, because they don't know what's going to form, like, later in life, if something's going to be defective or if something's going to grow more. And so I guess in that situation it would be good, because then later in life they can decide. But in terms of parents just arbitrarily being like, I don't know what my kid is, even though they're born a specific way, that just seems... I think Victoria's right.
It's
only going to be in Brooklyn.
I'm telling you right now, this is just Williamsburg. But this isn't just in New York and California. I think there are other states that have this, too. I don't think it's just two states. I think it's more than
that. This is so typical of Mayor Blah Blah Blasio.
He didn't start this.
Yes, he said, he signed the law. He may not have started, but he's the one who moved it along. He said that this is to tell the government who they are. This allows citizens to tell the government who they are and not the other way around. Imagine, he said, if you were told you were something that you didn't consider yourself to be.
It's a lot of work. If you change genders as an adult, it's a lot of work that you have to go through. So... But again, like Jen said, how do you know? You know, you're trying to anticipate that your kid may have an issue.
Anticipating a problem. Right.
Yeah.
It's just so silly.
Well, it is kind of what it is. There's a note today from Reporters Without Borders. You know, Doctors Without Borders. So now there are Reporters Without Borders. The deadliest attacks and abuses against journalists for this past year. And China comes up number one. Still holding, I don't know how many people knew this, I didn't know this, China has 60 reporters in jail from various places around the world.
Are they Chinese or around the world?
No, from various reporters that were in China reporting on stuff, they snap them up and throw them in jail.
Remember when Singapore was the place that you never wanted to, if you spit your gum out on the street, you lose a hand?
Yeah.
Singapore is so much more progressive now than China.
But this is just journalists. Egypt has 38 reporters from around the world in jail. Turkey, 33. Saudi Arabia, 28. Iran, 28. Around the world, 348 journalists are being held in prisons without charges. 324 men and 24 women. Wow. This is kind of an interesting reality. Who would have thought? It's dangerous to be. If you're on an international desk and you get sent out to do a story, you may not come back. I think this is, and I don't think a lot of people knew it. I never came across this. I always look around for stuff, as you know, that nobody else is talking about. And that, I know, there's somebody whispering, well, there's a reason for that, Doug. No. There are a lot of things going on in the world that we just don't touch because we keep talking about the same stuff over and over again. For example, yet another cry from the wilderness from the Los Angeles Times today, Jennifer. Disney hiking tickets again.
Yep.
Isn't Disney World like $1 million at this point to take your family?
It costs from $104 to $117, apparently, right?
Well, the cheapest ticket you can get, the cheapest ticket you can get at any time, because they have high occupancy and low occupancy days. So, like, if you want to go on a Wednesday in May, which is going to be like a low turnout day, the cheapest ticket is $104 for one park for one day. The annual passes have all gone up. Everything's going up by 25%, I think. 20 to 25%. The parking is now $25 to park. And the annual passes, if you want the one that's like the highest, you know, you can go anytime you want to go, it's just under $2,000 for a person.
The most popular
Star Wars Land is going to open soon. That's why.
Yeah. It was $135 for the most popular ticket. Now it's $149 for the same ticket.
And then $25 for parking on top of that? Jeez.
Yeah. Welcome
and don't
to
forget,
Disneyland.
You're going to be there for a while, so you'll need some food, and the kids will want some souvenirs.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And the question that I have is not, I'm a capitalist, so if Disney's raising their prices to try to lower the amount of people that are coming in, because that's what the issue is, it's just too crowded.
Yeah, maybe that's good.
Good for them. That's fine if people are going to pay. But who the heck has this money to go? I certainly don't, and I have a pretty decent job. I work pretty hard, and it's like crazy.
Money.
I just don't know who pays for it.
46 after the hour on the DJV show.
Unisom presents A Bedtime Story.
A lot of people ask me, hey, Einstein, how do you get all those ideas? My formula is simple. Get a good night's sleep. Because sleep equals dreams, and dreams are where the magic happens. With Unisom sleep tabs, you get to your dreams faster because you'll fall asleep 33% faster. So good night, sleep tight, and keep your dreams alive with Unisom.
Versus placebo in a clinical study. Use as directed.
Your skin does a lot for you. It endures the cold and sun and nights when you sleep with your makeup on. Tell it you love it back during the Love Your Skin event at Ulta Beauty with brands like Philosophy, Dermalogica, and Clinique. All 50% off with daily beauty steals. Plus, licensed skin experts will give your skin the love it deserves with customized facial treatments that fit your needs and goals. Hurry in now through January 26th for a gift with purchase from brands like Mario Badescu, Peter Thomas Roth, and Murad. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning a graduate business degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University isn't easy, but that's the point. Great change requires hard work, persistence, and dedication. So if you're ready to commit the time and effort, it will be worth it. Learn for yourself why the MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's degrees from ASU are some of the most highly ranked and selective online business programs in the country. Text RETURN to 79645.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's 53 after the hour, time for the Daily Tech Talk with Victoria Keelan leading the band and trying to understand with you some of the stuff that will affect all of you. This is not technology for geeks. This is technology for people like me. Technology
for real people.
For real people, yes.
That's true.
It is, yeah. All right, so here's the story. AT&T, should you have any question about how it misleads you if you're one of their customers, here's the explanation from Victoria.
Yep, AT&T has updated three smartphones, and they are from Samsung and LG, those models from those companies. And so now, instead of looking at, when you look at your phone, and if you used to have the LTE, which was the network that AT&T runs on, now it has a 5G. The problem, though, is that the 5G network doesn't exist yet. So AT&T is basically lying to their customers, telling them that they have 5G service, which is the fastest that is in existence right now. And it turns out that they just don't have the infrastructure, and these phones can't actually even, they're not even equipped to withstand a 5G speed. So the reason AT&T says that they've done this is they're calling it the 5G and then a separate E icon. So they're kind of fudging the rules here. They claim that it's not really 5G, but it's not really LTE anymore. And so it's somewhere in the middle. Now, this makes no sense for most people. If you are in an urban area or in a city, you're not going to notice any difference whatsoever. But AT&T claims that if you are in a suburban area, not really rural, that doesn't count in this, but if you're in a suburban area, that you may notice that your cell phone works a little bit faster. with this new 5GE evolution, they're calling it. That's the new name of the network. Now, this is really only bringing you up to what they call city speeds, and it's not even a guarantee. So if you look down on your phone and you see that you've got 5G, don't get too excited. It's not real. And AT&T says that 17 devices right now can take advantage of the 5GE technologies, which, again, not really a lot to speak of, and they said that they'll be adding 5GE network in 400 markets within the coming days. So again, if you are in a suburban area, you might notice that you've got slightly faster service, which is good for you, but everyone else is basically just being lied to. The end.
Ah, sweet. Isn't that nice? A big corporate America does it again. Speaking of that, Amazon up next here after we find out the latest from the first day of the Consumer Electronics Show. Holland Cook is on site in Las Vegas.
CES has the reputation of being a gadget show, and there are acres and acres of cool tech here, but it's not all fun and games. This year, 2019, for the first time ever, there will be more Americans over 60 than under 18. So health-related technology is a real growth industry. And ironically, things on display here can enable you to be healthier by seeing your doctor less and spending less time in hospitals. Because when your doc asks how you feel, all you can describe is how you feel. Sensors tell the doctor what's happening to you. You might already wear a Fitbit or use a smartphone fitness tracker app. Increasingly, we will permission such technology to monitor and archive and alert our docs as needed. Samsung is among companies developing tiny sensors that are sewn into your clothing and shoes. With some 180,000 of us here from over 150 countries, I wish I had a pair of these new earbuds, which instantly translate the foreign language of the person you're listening to, dozens of languages, all done in the cloud. Waverly Labs Pilot earbuds retail for $299, and Google Pixel Buds go for $159. At CES 2019 in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Amazon wants to get into your garage. Really?
Yes.
What are they going to do in my garage is what the question is here.
Well, they want to leave packages in your garage. Amazon has apparently heard all of those comments from social media saying it's creepy for them to be leaving packages inside people's homes. And remember, they started leaving packages inside the trunks of cars wherever you were parked. So now Amazon says that the garage might be the right answer. It does have some benefits. Usually, if you're concerned about your pets being exposed to a random delivery person, that's not an issue in the garage. Same thing with weather. If you have a large package that you don't want left out front, package thieves are at an all-time high right now. So the garage might actually be a good answer. However, it's going to be pretty expensive with this new program. Setting up the service, it's called the Key for Garage service. When it becomes available, you'll have to pay for a door opener, an electronic camera, all kinds of stuff, and it could set you back a couple $100 just to use this service to let them into your garage. But if you receive a lot of packages, it might work out. It might work out.
Another way for Amazon to make a few bucks. That's good. We're having a tough time making it. 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.